What did you make of Lloyd Dyer's performance on the whole? Because he had your best chance, didn't he, just a few minutes into the second
Yeah, I
half?
thought second half, first half, I think it was quiet. I think everyone was quiet first half, and in an attacking sense, it was difficult for us to get quality ball. I mean, the conditions actually, it was quite windy out on the pitch, and I think it was very difficult to get the ball into the forward areas with a little bit of control. I think the way Norwich blocked those spaces that made it even harder. But he certainly looked very bright on the run second half, and that's what it'll give you. It gives you blistering pace, a little bit of space around him, and I think he was unlucky. I think he just tried to slide it under the keeper when maybe a dink was better, but it was a wonderful run and very unlucky not to open his account for us.
You've touched upon this a bit already. Talk about the defence. Jonathan Spector slotting in and starting today. First league starts in September. And that is a positive from today, isn't it? Promising two clean sheets in a week now. Jonathan Spector, new look partnership with Paul Robinson, doing really well.
Yeah, and he's not played a lot of football either. I think it shows what a good experienced footballer he is. We know he's versatile, but I think the key for us really is to find a little bit of a niche for him to get in the team and stay in the team. And I spoke to him about playing centre half. He said that was probably his position he felt he was the most capable at. And I think he showed today he was really, really good, him and Robbo in there. I think that helps me in some ways because obviously the difficulty at the moment with only two fit centre halves in the club and grounds you can cover in there is that we are obviously a little bit light. But it just means that I haven't necessarily got to go out and find someone who's going to go straight into the team because I think Specs is more than capable of continuing that good form.
Just very finally from me, 3 months in charge now, started with a nil-nil. There's a nil-nil today. Is it a sign of your progress that there were a few grumbles in that second half when you were going forward and giving the ball away?
Well, I think the great thing for us at the moment is everybody's expectations have lifted. Now, what we can't do is always match those expectations, but I certainly wouldn't want to quell down those that little bit of enthusiasm for the crowd for us to play better. Listen, we want to play better. You know, they probably weren't grumbling quite as much as me and Summers on the sideline. But you can rest assured we were just as disappointed with one or two of the passes. But I think what's important is we're happy with the progress we've made. We're happy with the points tally we've got so far. We're happy with most of the performances. And when we don't play as well like today, then we're all a bit disappointed. But I don't think there's anything wrong with that.